Hello and welcome to the teaching podcast of Coastal Community Church, where our mission is to be love in Jesus Christ to the lost and found in our community. For more information about what Coastal is all about, visit sebastianchurch.com. Now please prepare your heart to receive whatever God may have for you in today's sermon.
I'm Seth. I'm one of the pastors here at Coastal Community Church. I want to welcome you to our church. I want to welcome you and thank you for worshiping along with us today. I want to introduce to you somebody who's so important to me. We're going to be talking about faith for the next two services. This is unique because Moses is going to talk for the first service and then and move on to his next venue. And you get me if you end up sticking around for second service. And we're going to go to part two of our series on faith. So I want to introduce to you Moses Semande Mbuga, who is the president of Imani Malele Children, our partnering mission organization in Uganda. They are native managed, native run, native founded. This man here is the founder. And so we find it a great pleasure and a great privilege to get to partner with like-minded believers across the Atlantic Ocean. And he's the pastor of Gospel Messengers Church in Kampala. However, he's also church planted and helped start and facilitated 350 churches in rural Uganda, Tanzania, Republic of Congo, Sudan, and various other, Kenya, other areas in that region over the last 40 years. And God has been weaving Coastal story together with Imani over the last 10 years. I remember when someone said, there's a guy from Uganda in town, and he's looking for places to preach, and we were just a little church, still a little church, but we were even littler. And I'm like, go have him preach at the big church. You know, we don't have any money. We don't have any people. And the guy was persistent. And so we had Moses speak, and I was moved to tears with what God was doing through him in Uganda. And we decided we'd go. We went that one time in 2011 for the first time. We went to Uganda. We built a school there. You guys helped fund it. And then in 2014, we went back, and we went back with a fairly small team of about 15 people. And through that, God began the very beginnings of what is now Mission Uganda, a ministry of Imani Malele Children, where we have a kids resource program where we offer hygiene, education, sports camp, and we talk about Jesus kind of in a VBS style. We also have a large-scale medical clinic, and we've been able to see God move mightily through that over the years. Those who don't know, we've seen over 30,000 visits come through the medical clinic in Uganda, 10,000 children go through the Kids Resource Program, and this year, 3,000 children and adults have put their faith in Jesus as a result of Mission Uganda. Yeah, we clap for stuff like that. I also want to point out someone. She doesn't like being pointed out. Linda, can you just stand? You must stand. Linda came to me in 2014 and said, I want to go to Uganda, but I'm a nurse. Is there something I can do? And I called Kabona and I said, Kabona means bishop or pastor over many churches. And I called Kabona and says, is there something we can do? And he says, yeah, just raise this small budget of $5,000. And we treated 1,500 people that year. So since then, just the faith of one person saying, hey, I'm ready to go and do what God wants me to do. Now, I don't want to take any more time from Moses, but if you're new to Imani, you can find on that card their website and more information about that. Without taking any more time, I know how we do this. I also wanted to say before he gets to that second venue, I am the favorite son, and I just want this recorded live online. But Kabona, Ogenda Kuja.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to be with you this morning. I am so excited that I'm standing before you, and I'm happy to have my favorite son. I'm not afraid to say so. He loves me, I love him, and I'm teaching him Luganda, so that when he comes to Uganda next year in July, we are having a medical mission which is going to start on July 17th to July 30th. So he will be speaking Luganda and translating for Americans in Luganda. Amen. I'm happy to see our Tata. Goldsmith is there. My family. You are a family to me, to us, because my daughter, Barbara Smith, is with me today. I'm so excited because I could not believe what God has done to see Barbara, who was a baby, driving me in America. That one has put fire, you know, in me. I wish I had, enough time, amen? But let me share with you the word of God. We are reading from Jeremiah 32, verse 27. This is a powerful verse. Put on that scripture for me. Oh my. I am the Lord, the God of all peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me? Those who know me and those who have traveled with me and live with me, I love in the whole Bible what God has deposited in me, and to love most in the Bible is faith. The reason why the Bible says, without faith, you cannot please God. That is Hebrews 11:6. And the Bible says very clearly, the just shall live by faith. None of us has ever seen God, touched God, meet God, but we meet God by faith, believing his word as it is. Faith has worked for me. Faith can work for everyone. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is in Hebrews chapter 11, that whole chapter. When you read that whole chapter as a believer, born again, saved and washed by the blood of Jesus, let me tell you, there will never be anything impossible before you. Because all of us, we go in this life, in our journey, we go through a lot of stuff, you know, trials, hardships, sicknesses, you know, the list is, you can list the problems people go through. Right now, in Israel, they are going through wars, you know, there's fighting, there's bloodshedding. This morning I read there was an earthquake in Afghanistan. There are problems everywhere. Even the people you think that they're okay, they are not okay. Others, they have illnesses in their bodies, and these illnesses, they are incurable. Young and old, poor and rich have some problems. But what can help us, all of us, to overcome those trials and obstacles and problems is not to ask God why. God has given us an answer. And those answers, you can find them in the word of the Lord. So, God asked Jeremiah in his time, when God had told him, when you go back home, read Jeremiah chapter 32, the whole chapter. When God had told Jeremiah to go and buy a piece of land and get the title deed and keep it in a pot where it will not be destroyed. God had spoken to Jeremiah that he's going to allow the enemies of Israel to come and fight them and take the land, and they take them to captivity. And they are going to be there 70 years in captivity, in bondage, in torture. But God told him that after 70 years, they will come back in their motherland. And God will restore whatever they had lost. When you read that chapter and you start on verse 16, verse 17, Jeremiah was confused like some of us. He was perturbed and said, how will it happen? That is the question all of us we have. How will it happen? Is it possible God to come and intervene in my difficult situation? Is it possible God to fix my marriage? Is it possible God to fix my business? Is it possible God to change and transform my stubborn boy or daughter? Is it possible? All of us, we have those questions. Is it possible? Now, God is asking you, as he asked Jeremiah, is it possible? Because before Jeremiah, it was impossible. They were going to lose everything. You know, their property, their families, their land, they are going into captivity. And the same God is saying, yes, I will restore. In the eyes of Jeremiah, in the eyes of the children of Israel, everything looked impossible. As it is looking to you, impossible. And God asked Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me? God is asking you. The God who is asking you is the God who created you in his image and likeness. It's the God who created the sun, the moon, the star, the lakes, the rivers, the land, the animal, name it. Amen. This morning, God is asking you. God is asking me. God asked me this question in 1990. When God visited me, when I had an encounter with God. During that time, I was going through a desert. I was pastoring a church for over 5 years, but I was preaching to the pews. I remember one day, I came to preach. No one came to church, and I preached to the pews. Sometimes I could preach to my brothers and sisters, small number. And God came to me and asked me that question. This verse has been my fuel, carrying me all these years, because every day in my life, in my walking with God, God comes to me and asking, Moses, is there anything impossible with me? God is asking you. When God asked me this question, as he asked Jeremiah, is there anything too hard? And I said, Lord, I don't know, because I've been in the desert for 5 years, you know, preaching to pews. No one, I looked like a total failure in the community. But when I said, yes, Lord, I believe there is nothing impossible with you. But see what the Lord has done. After believing and accepting his word that there is nothing impossible with God. God has brought us from zero, from nothing, from scratch, and God has taken us from step to step, from glory to glory to glory to glory. I remember where God has brought us with my lovely favorite son from the schools to this place. And God is, this ministry is going to grow beyond your dreams, beyond your imagination, because this is God's work. So my brothers and my sisters, this morning, what God has put on my heart is to encourage the body of Christ. Instead of asking God why, go to God by faith, believing, because the Bible says, faith pleases God. When you go to God with your problem, leave it in the hands of God, believing that God is able to solve any problem, to fix any problem, to do unbelievable things in your life, in your marriage. When God put the idea in the heart of that younger lady, Linda, and Pastor Seth contacted me, is it okay? I have a member in the church. God has put an idea in her to start medical missions. Is it okay? With me, I've learned one thing, that if God put an idea in someone, I always say, yes, Lord. Because God knows better than me. None of us knew that which started as an idea will grow into a mission. As I'm speaking right now, we have Yiman Mirere mission to Uganda. That every year, Pastor Seth and our team, they put up a team of doctors and nurses and midwife and others, and they bring them to Uganda, and they treat our people, our patients, and we do vocational Bible studies, sports, building, construction, you know, name it. And every person get involved in what started as an idea. We believed God, that what God put in the heart of Linda came from the heart of God. We believed and we acted. Now, hundreds and hundreds of people are benefiting. I will never forget all the days of my life that in our last medical mission, which was 2018, just in 5 days, over 9,000 patients were seen. Even up to this day, there are unbelievable testimonies of people who were treated, surgeries, and people who gave their life to Christ. It's unbelievable. So my brother and my sisters, I want to encourage you to love faith, to put your faith in God. Not to put your faith in yourself or in someone else or your church, but to put your faith in God. That's why Jesus told his disciples, have faith in God, the God, your creator, the God who created the sky and the universe and the world. When God was creating this world, he never consulted you. He never talked to you. God doesn't, when God is going to do something unbelievable, he doesn't need to consult you. What God is asking you is to believe him. Believe his word as it is. When you bring your problems to God, just believe that God will take care of you. God will fix your family. God will restore your daughter, your son. God will meet your needs. Every day, we are seeing God in Uganda making a way where seems no way. God providing. So my brother and my sister, God is asking you, is there anything too hard for me? What kind of a problem you have? Let me tell you, these are the lessons God has taught me, that God loves what we call impossible. Anything you call impossible, that is what God is asking you to bring it to him. Anything you know that you can deal with it, you can solve it, don't bring it to God. But what you know that you cannot solve it, you cannot fix it, God is asking you, my son, my daughter, bring it to me. Do you have any problem in your marriage? Do you have any problem in your family? Do you have any problem with your business? Do you have any problem in your land, in your country? Bring those things you know that in the natural they are impossible. Those are the things God is asking you, is asking me to bring it to him. And God will do it by his power. Why? Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. That resurrection power, which resurrected him from the dead, is still available. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not lost his power. The same God of our forefathers, the same God of apostles and prophets and disciples is the same God. So God is asking you, my son, my daughter, is there anything too hard for God? That is the question I want to leave you. So my brother and my sister, as we prepare our mission to Uganda in July 2024, if you feel God is calling you to come to do the work in Uganda next year, don't bring your excuses. Just bring your heart to God and say, Lord, here I am. I'm available. I'm ready to go. God make a way where seems no way. God provide. God will provide. And I strongly believe God is going to meet our budget. However big it is, God is going to meet our budget. God is going to treat the patients. God is going to save the people. People who come to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because that is the greatest miracle, when people turn to God and they give their life to Christ. So my brother and my sister, join us in your prayers. Join us, join us, join us. Everywhere you were, join us. Just sign up and join us and get on board with us. Don't worry about money. God has enough money. All the money in this world, all the dollar in this world belongs to God. And God knows where the money is. So money should not be a problem. What you need to show to God, that you are interested. If you are interested and you are available and you are willing to come, God will provide for all our needs. We are going to have a best time in Uganda. We are going to see many patients, but above all, we are going to see men and women come to Jesus. May God bless you. May God keep you until we meet again in Uganda. Hallelujah.
So I don't know what you're saying is too hard for God. Kabona's pretty hell-bent on getting you to Uganda. So I don't, that may not be God's plan for you. You're too hard, maybe getting on your knees and deciding to follow Jesus. Your decision to follow Jesus may be the hardest thing right now. Your decision maybe to begin serving in the church may be the hardest thing. Your decision to give your marriage a second chance may be the hardest thing. What is it? Let's bow our heads and give it to him. Lord, as Kabona said, there is nothing too hard for you. So what excuses have we made? For some, there may be some whose God has been pricking the heart and saying, you're supposed to go to Uganda. I know for me, I've made every excuse. And you keep calling me there. And I've wondered how would we raise the money and how could we treat so many people? And you've delivered over and over again because there's nothing too hard for you. So I pray that these miracles that we see in Uganda would inspire miracles in the lives of the people that are seated here today. Miracles in their finances, their marriages, their parenting, and our church. Father, we entrust all of this to you. Right now, whatever it is, I want you to entrust it to him. At your seat, you can pray to him right now. Lord, I'm giving this to you. It's not too hard for me. It's not too hard for you. It's too hard for me, but it's not too hard for you. I give it to you. For those who need to put their faith in Jesus, I want to pray with you afterwards. Just mark on your card or come see me afterwards. I want to pray with you so that you can put your faith in Jesus. But for those who already know Jesus, you already have the capacity for God to do miracles in your life. And so, Father, we surrender to you, looking forward to do great things. And now as we get ready for the next service, Father, as we talk about the doubters, Father, I know I'm preaching from my own heart. So I pray, Father, that you would move us beyond doubt and into faith so that we can see your mighty hand at work in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you were blessed by today's teaching. We would love to connect with you, and here are some ways you can connect with us. You can submit a prayer request, find a life group, or check out some of the upcoming events at sebastianchurch.com/go. Join us here again for the next episode.